plaintiff's claim.
We know there's warmth of Torah, but, you know, I come from the brisk gush tradition, so we try to make Torah as cold as possible. Or, as we say, not cold, brisk. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, Rabbi, let's go. I believe when we left off, we were up to Sif Chaf Hei. Okay. Before we got to look at the emotions that I mentioned, great. Those who didn't, I looked at them again and, you know, I didn't say anything the other I didn't say over last time. Chaf Hei. Im lo yidicha beis hastarim. This is the diuk of the Ravid. What the diuk of the Ravid? It's not a diuk mochra. But okay, we paskin like it. The case, the shifcha beis rabbi, you found the chatzitza beis hastarim afterwards. Why didn't she find it beforehand? So it must be that you don't have to check beforehand. We're learning some kuktzadi tests. If you don't check your body beforehand, the whole tefillah is puzzled. If you don't check beforehand, the whole tefillah is puzzled. The woman's becheskas tuma. She doesn't check her body beforehand. She doesn't know if she tovled well or not. It's all puzzle. But in lo yidicha, I'm reading kaf hey beis hastarim beis hakmatim shalar. The nimtz right beis hastarim beis hakmatim. The same thing halachically. It just means either someplace that closes or someplace that folds. The nimtz and dar chotzeitz lo also la tefila. Okay, that's obvious. She didn't check and tovled and then discovered there was a chatzitza. Then it's ma'akiv the tefila. That's what we learned in chaf dalet. What if she checks afterwards and doesn't find a chatzitza? She forgot to check her teeth beforehand. So afterwards she checks her teeth and there's no meat between them. Also, let's go. Unlike in your guf and your rosh, in the gully part of your body, if you don't check before and you check after, even if it's clean after, it's no good. Because how do you know? Maybe when you tovel there was had a chatzitza. Big chumrah. But in Beis HaStarim, it is okay. Why is that? So let's just review for a second. Here we have the case of Lo Badka Kodem. Badka Acharkach Bumatza Chatzitza. That's a Shmizi case. And here we have the Makom Goli. And the Beis HaStarim. So here, she is tmeya both cases. She didn't check beforehand, and then afterwards she finds a chatzitza. Then obviously she told with chatzitza. Then nothing to talk about. That's not interesting, right? That's the first half. What's the second half? This is simen chaf hei, part one. Chaf hei, part two is more interesting. Lo budka kodem, and budka achar kach. The lo matzah chatzitza, right? She checks afterwards and she's clean. Then a makom goli, she's still tmeya. Even though after she was clean, but maybe when she tovled, she had a chatzitza and it fell off before she checked. But beis hastarim, here we have a difference. She is tahora. Yes.
Does this require that she does a formal bedika afterwards, or can she just go on with her life?
I mean, if she checks beforehand, she doesn't have to do anything afterwards. This is all in the other case she didn't check beforehand. So she has to do a formal bedika afterwards, yeah.
So even for beta start?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. It's not that she has to do a formal bedika afterwards, it's that it behooves her to, or else, you know, she's going to get messed up before she gets a chance to catch herself. Okay, so what is the svara for this kula? What is the svara for this kula? So there are three svaras for the kula. The shach quotes from the levush and the madani melech. What's the svara? What's the svara lahakel? One is the levush at the Ater Zahav and the madani melech in the shach. They say it's something practical. In a makom goloi, even though you're clean now, you could have had a chatzitza when you got out of the mikvah, and then when you got dressed, it fell off. Or when you toweled yourself, it fell off. But in a beis hastarim, if there was a chatzitza, it would still be here. Because it doesn't fall off so easily. So they say practical in beis hastarim, if there was a chatzitza, it would still be there. Right? You don't need to know the word contrapositive to understand that therefore, if there's nothing there now, that proves there's nothing there all along. So that's a basic, it's just a practical difference. And a base hastarim, if you check now, that's good enough, because nothing would have fallen off in the last 5 minutes, because it's like stuck inside. That's a practical. We'll see that that's not true according to the Mechaber, based on the next sif. But there are two other hasbeirim. What are the two other hasbeirim? The two other, well, let's see why that's not true. The Levush in the end says, well, it's not so good for the Mechaber. How about this case? Sif Chavav. What's saying Sif Chavav? Im lo bodka kodem tvila ben shineha velo beis hastarim shala ve'achar tvila nami lo bodka achnis aska b'ksamim v'tavshilim yacharkach bodka mintzis etzem ben shineha d'vrchot v'ben stareha talina l'kula v'armina d'basar tvila aylila. This is the most tremendous kula. Lo bodka kodem. Achar tvila nis aska v'dovar hachotzeitz ואחר כך מצא חציצה. Meaning of that type. After tvila, she painted and then found paint on her. After tvila, she ate meat and then found meat between her teeth, etc. Right? After, whatever the case may be. After tvila, she stepped in the mud and then found mud. So now, clearly, in the Makom Golis Tameya, says the Mechaber, which is the Shita of the Ravid, Tehora. This is a big kula. She didn't check beforehand. When she checked afterwards, she had a chatzitza. The only time she checked, she found the chatzitza. But since she has a theory where the chatzitza came from, it came from what she did after Fila. Right? She went to make it without checking her teeth, and then had a steak, and then found meat between her teeth. So you say it probably came after, because she had steak afterwards. Not sure. We're still making. Okay, that, the Levush doesn't help for this, right? The Levush himself says, I can't explain the Mechaber. Because, according to my Svara, the only reason we make on Beis HaStarim is because, if there's nothing there now, there's probably nothing there then. But if there is something there now, there's no reason to be make them. So this reason doesn't explain Se'ef Chavav, doesn't explain the Das HaMechaber is Se'ef Chavav.
Before explaining the Kula of Se'ef Chavav, shouldn't we be asking why we're Machaber generally? Like, are we presuming innocence of the guilt?
No, so we're Machaber generally because she's Bechezkas Toma, and she has no proof that she tovled when she was clean. She didn't check beforehand, and even though she checked afterwards, it might have changed. The line might have fallen off before she checked. Therefore, Bechezkas Toma. Okay, but we'll get to it again in some of the tests. So there are two other theories that are better according to the... there are two other theories you can say to explain the Mechaber. What are the two theories you can say to explain the Mechaber? One is what the Sidrei Tara says. He says, because Chatzitza Veveis HaSkarim is only pasul midrabanan. Okay, if the dinner base of star is only midrabanan, then you understand why we're mako, because it's only a suffix midrabanan. So we don't need to know that it was okay. As long as it's a suffix of midrabanan lakula, this machlokes rishonim. The Ritva holds this way, Tosus doesn't. Tosus holds this doraisa. Okay. But that is Shitas HaRitva Neged Tosos. Tosos holds Doraisa, but the Ritva holds Darabana. Okay, what if you hold Chatzitza Beis HaStarim as Doraisa? Then why are you more Mekel? Right? So, the third possibility is you could say a Lomdus. The following Lomdus, I think, makes a lot of sense. What's the difference in a Chatzitza in a Makom Goli in the Guf and a Chatzitza in a Beis HaStarim? Difference is, in the Makom Goli, it needs to get wet. Beis HaStarim doesn't need to get wet, just needs the theoretical possibility. You could say this. If you have a chatzitza in a makom goli of your guf, you never toveled. Because your whole body didn't get wet. The water didn't go where it was supposed to go, so you didn't do a maisa tvila. A chatzitza on your body means you didn't do a tvila, because you didn't get wet where you're supposed to get wet. Let's say chatzitza in your teeth. You could say, it's not that you didn't do a maisa tvila. Everything that was supposed to get wet got wet. you did a ma'isa tefila, but there's a psul of chatzitza beis hasdara, meaning to say, al chilondos, a chatzitza on my arm means I didn't tovel. A chatzitza in my teeth means I did tovel, but there's a psul in the tefila, so I wasn't yotze. So that's a very subtle distinction. But if you want to say that, chatzitza b'makom goloi equals there's no ma'isa tefila, but a chatzitza and a beis hastarin means that there is a ma'isa tefila. I mean, that's a chiddush. You could say that. Aval hachatzitza poselis es hatfila. Now, what can you say al pilundus? If you're not sure whether you had a chatzitza on your arm at the time, you're not sure if you toveled. If you're not sure if you toveled, you didn't tovel. But if you're not sure if you had a chatzitza in your teeth, you're sure you toveled. You're not sure if something passed your tefillah. So if you're not sure if something passed your tefillah, then assume it didn't pass your tefillah until proven otherwise. Meaning, if you're not sure if your arm had a chatzitza, you're not sure if you toveled. So we assume you didn't tovel. If you know your whole body was clean, just your inside, the beis hastarin might have had a chatzitza, then you did tovel. But something might have passed the tefillah. If you did tovel, but something might have passed the tefillah, then we assume you toveled and nothing passed the tefillah. Is that the question whether you toveled or the question whether something ruined your tefillah? If you're not sure if you toveled, you didn't tovel. If you're sure you toveled, you're not sure if something ruined it, then we assume something didn't ruin it. So maybe therefore we say, misafek lo tavla. Well, over here we say, misafek lo pasal. So maybe that's a lumdus you could say. So we have three ways of explaining this. Ravid, and the Ravid himself, we only have two ways, because the Ravid said sifchafav. But three ways of explaining sifchaf. Hey, either it's a practical thing, there's no lumdus difference in beis hastarim makom goli. Just that if you check makom goli later, it's not a good check, so it might have fallen off. If you check beis hastarim later, it's a good check, because things stick. Or a lumdus difference, which would also explain chafav. No, if you're not sure about makom goli, it's a safi d'oraisa l'chumra. If you're not sure about beis hastarim, it's a safi d'rabbanan or meiko. Or, even if it's d'oraisa, if you're not sure about makom goli, it's a suffix whether you toveled, so you didn't tovel. If you're not sure about beis hastarim, you definitely toveled. It's a suffix whether there was a problem that ruined your tefillah, so we assume there was not a problem that ruined your tefillah. Okay, this is deep into Chazak Alumnus, but we'll leave it for now.
Is it fair to say, just like, if it was there, it would still be there, then, like, the opposite, if it's there, it was probably there from before, and therefore, if you have a...
I'm not sure that works when you work it out. She ate steak and then found string between her teeth. So what are you going to say? Since it's a beis hastarim, if she painted and found paint on her arm, then we think maybe the paint was there all along. But if she painted and found paint on her teeth, we say, no, it only came afterwards. Why? I'm not sure you have good luck.
No, not like the Matthias, just more make on this star anyways.
But why? Then you're gonna okay. Lemaisa, let's just pass Lemaisa. Simon Seif, sorry I meant. Seif Chavav says, Imlobot Kakon Filbe. Oh, we read this. So Taka in Seif Chavav, what are we passing? The Shach disagrees. The Shach quotes from the Sefer Rokeach, and he says, no, we're not making so much. We're making a little more than on the Makom Goloi, but we're not making so much. Come on. You didn't check before. Afterwards, you found the Chatzitza, and you have an excuse. That's not good enough to be making. Come on. You found the Chatzitza. It could have come after Mikvah, but it could have come before Mikvah. Seems like a good point. Lemaisa, the Rokeach disagrees in this case. It's a rare case, but it could be a woman forgot to check her teeth before mikvah. After mikvah, went home, ate meat, and found meat between her teeth. So the Mechar would say, my stomach came afterwards. Shach would say, but maybe it was there beforehand. How do you know? Halach lemaisa, the achronim, many achronim are machmir. Meaning, not pashut to be mikvah in this case, not pashut either way, but misafek, lemaisa, we're not Mako. Lemaisa, it's difficult to be Mako. because machlokas mechach and shach, and many achron agree with the shach. I would even go so far as to say lemaisa we don't like the shach. Maybe there's other stuff in lahakel. You know, if there's other stuff in lahakel, it's always a different story. But lemaisa we hold like the shach here, so we don't really rely on sifchafav. Eli.
Like some of them seem like they went to great expense to be told out of things that weren't.
That's because some are drabbanan. They made a special rule to be told out. According to the Ritva, so then it would make sense to be very makel. But not everyone, the Tosos disagrees with the Ritva, so we're not sure if we hold that way or not. And B, it could be that not all Drabbanans are equal. Some Drabbanans, they said, be very, very makel. Some Drabbanans, they just said, no, be like a little makel. So you can't necessarily equate all Drabbanans.
Also, we said that a woman has the choice not to look at toilet paper, and then there's no issue. So could a woman just not check for a basic start and then not run into this?
No.
And here's afterwards, if she hadn't checked before.
I don't think so. It's an interesting question, but the mice, the problem is, eventually she's going to find something. Right? So it's better to check now than to be messed up later. Right? Eventually she's going to notice something one way or the other. So it's still practical to check now. I'm not promising you it's chayav to check now, but certainly more practical to check now. Especially since we're machmir like the rokeach, then for sure she should check now. Because if she eats meat later and finds meat between her teeth, she'll be in trouble. If she checks now and she finds it's clean, she'll be okay. So she definitely should. As an Eitzah Tova, she should check right away.
The third, the lovers, that's Rebbe's?
I don't have a mucker for it. If it's wrong, I'll take responsibility. If it's right, I'll assume I heard it from someplace and forgot the mucker.
Also, would we be more maker for a woman in terms of like dafka the eating meat? Like, if she didn't eat meat that day, is there any more maker because of that?
I hear the svara, but it's not pashit. Lemaisa, these things don't usually happen, that a woman forgets beforehand and forgets afterwards, etc. Maybe, but not, I don't know, not pashut. Yeah, okay. Chaf Zayin. Nas Nasara Befiha. This is Mefurish Mishnah. She put her hair in her mouth. Then obviously the water doesn't reach her hair. That's pashut, that's a chatzitza. O karta sifso seha. Or she closed her lips hard. O kafta yadur. She squeezed her hand hard. Be'inish lo bo'amayim behem. So the water didn't reach them. Lo also lo tefila. The tefila doesn't count. Two of these are obvious. If she put her hair in her mouth, the water didn't touch her hair, so it's no good. She squeezed her hand hard, the water didn't touch her hand, the inside of her hand, so it's no good. But if she closed her mouth, the water didn't go in her mouth, who cares? The water doesn't have to go in your mouth, it's a beis hastarim. So what's the problem with kartza sifso seha? What's the problem with kartza sifso seha? So the Gilyan Marsha discusses this. If you saw the Beis Yosef, he quotes Tubshaf and the Rash, it's not exactly so clear. What the svara was, but this is a big question. What is the problem with kartza sifso seha? She squeezes her lips shut. So what? So one pshat is actually a little hard to understand. The acronym struggle understanding it. But one pshat, which is the Gilyan Maharsha points out, he doesn't say he's committed to that. He just says based on two pshat in the Rash. One pshat is because mouth is not ra'oy l'bias mayim. It says, if you squeeze your lips together, then your mouth is not ra'oy l'bias mayim. It blocks the water from your mouth. Okay, but what if you only hold your lips closed softly? It also blocks the water from your mouth. So you have to then be very nidchak and say, no, if you close your mouth softly, the water could get into your mouth. It would just take a while. If you close your mouth hard, that blocks the water from your mouth. That's a very big chiddush. What's the chiddush? Radically against that kula ramosha. Chiddush is that if you close your lips hard, your mouth is considered inner royal bias mayim. There's nothing on your mouth. There's nothing on your mouth. There's nothing on your teeth. This is a big chiddush. Right, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you need a semi-open passageway to the Beis Hastarim. That's a chiddush. I would have thought you just need that the Beis Hastarim shouldn't have a chatzitza. Not that you need like the door to be a crack open to the Beis Hastarim. You say, no, your lips need to be a crack open so that the water can get to the Beis Hastarim. That's a big chiddush. The mainstream shot is number two. No, nothing to do with the Beis Hasharim. It's because the outside of your lips is a makom galoy, and water doesn't reach it. This is Sif Chaf Zayin. Meaning, if you think about it, when I squeeze my lips tight, what am I doing? I'm pressing together the revealed part of my lips also. Every time you squeeze your lips tight, it gets like squished, which means some of the outside part of the lips gets squished against itself. Try it. When I close my lips tight, I'm even closing the visible parts of me. Like, when I close my lips softly, you see this much of my lip. When I close it tight, all of a sudden you can't see that part anymore. So the makom galoy is blocked. Then it makes a lot of sense. That's why if the makom galoy is blocked, then it's a problem. How do we paskin? And what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is Pisrei Tshuva Yud Zayin Kodesh Chamud Daniel. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is what if the lips are not closed tightly, but the teeth are tightly. What do you do with your teeth? You clenched. Clenched. Tightly clenched might even be a little redundant, right? What if your lips are normal, but you clench your teeth? Yeah. Now the water can't get between your teeth, and it's very hard. So if you say the pshat is that even the Beis Hasharim needs an open passageway, then the bottom of your top teeth and top of your bottom teeth are Beis Hasharim that have no passageway. Then it should be, in this case, it should be Tmeya, because the bottom of the top teeth and vice versa are now not Roy V'Bias Mayim, because they're being clenched. However, if you're saying the problem, the lips only makom galoy, nah, the Beis Hasharim is allowed to be clenched as long as there's no foreign object on it, right? Then it's tahora, because there's no problem in Beis Hasharim unless a foreign object is chotzeitz. That's basically the big chakira here. Is closing the body on itself, keep in mind we saw, closing the body on itself is a chatzitza and makom galoy. Because if I go like this, I make a tight fist, the water can't get inside my fist. Is closing the body on itself a chatzitza and makom Beis Hasharim? First shot says yes. So you have to close your lips loosely and your teeth loosely. And if you close your lips tight, your teeth tight, it's makom. Same says, no, the body's not a problem on itself in Beis Hasharim. It's roi l'bias mayim. Loosen and the mayim will come. That's roi l'bias mayim. There's no foreign object. It's royal bias mayim. Problem with the lips is just the gully part. How do we paskin about this? The chamudi Daniel is mekel. Kartzu shinel lo havi chatzitza. This is the psak. This is the halacha, like the chamudi Daniel and the other achronim. However, the Lechem Asimla says, Lechavchila, just Lechavchila, it's better, mitzvah namavchar, to be machmir, and keep your teeth loose also. So says the Lechem Asimla, right? Lechavchila, tov lehakfid. So Lechavchila, it's good to even have your teeth loose, just in case that pshat is right, that the body can block itself and the Beis Hasharim would be a chatzitza. However, the real din is, that no, the body on itself is not a problem. Beis Hasatira and Beis Hasharim. Why? Since roi l'bias mayim, loosen up, the water will come. That's roi. As long as there's nothing foreign on you, you're roi l'bias mayim. The only problem with the lips is the outside part of the lips. That's how we paskin. For real, it's just a chumrah lechatchila to try to be machber. Why not? For the other shot, but really we paskin like the second shot. Meaning the body's not chotzeis on itself in a Beis Hasharim. The logic being because it's roi l'bias mayim, loosen up, the water will come.
With the teeth, not nervous about the water getting into the mouth.
No, because there's always holes in the teeth. We're just worried about the surfaces of the teeth.
It's also pretty much...
The water will always get in the other holes, like between the teeth.
And
unless you have a lot of plaque.
And the fact that the chamudi Daniel is also with the...
He's talking about this case, but that's obviously committing himself to a pshat in that case. If you look inside, that's his lumbus. Okay. Chaf Ches. When you get a chance, please. Chavches. This is very halacha l'maisa for people with disabilities, right? You don't say, right, who can't go into the water by themselves. Yes, you could also say very old ladies who can't go into the water by themselves, but very old ladies who can't go into the water by themselves generally don't go to the mikvah because of menopause. So that's not such a big deal. Otherwise, it would be a pacha. Can you imagine if 80-year-old ladies had to go to mikvah? I the fear of being sued, or even before the event of being sued. I mean, the fear of someone getting hurt, it would be a pacha. Baruch Hashem, people reach menopause before they get old. But what about...